How are we doing? We're doing okay? Okay, let me just start here with a couple of things that I want to look for. Okay. It's not full because this is the last one I had this week here in the office. These people didn't pay me, actually, to Gatorade to talk about their product. But let me just say that thirst is something that we all go through. Amen? How many of you get thirsty? Okay. And have you ever thought about, we've heard the readings that were just read by June, that we are a lot alike the people who were in the desert, the Israelites that were traveling through the desert people, looking for water. And sometimes looking for water in every place except for the fountain of life himself. That's how we do it sometimes. And I'm going to prove to you that I'm not just talking about physical water. Today we read in our scriptures that Jesus, he meets a woman by some well, a well. And must have been a scorching hot day, because as it seems, out of everybody there, the person that was most thirsty was Jesus. Oh, and that woman by the well. And this woman is not just thirsty of physical water. Have you had in your life a time where you feel that you want something, that you need something, and you don't know what it is? And you do something about it thinking that that is going to be what is going to satisfy you, and all of a sudden, that doesn't do it either. Somebody say amen if they've been through this. But Jesus tells this woman that was there at the well, Jesus tells her, everyone who drinks this water, and he's not talking about physical water, will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eat. Eternal life. I know that you have to think about this, but realize one thing, we all have a greater thirst. A thirst that only Jesus can satisfy. What was that thirst that this woman was feeling? What was it like for this woman? Well, verse 18 says, it reveals that this woman has had five, how many? Five failed marriages, and now she was on to a next relationship with a sixth one. Troubled, probably, you would think. She seemed to have visited her good share of broken or dry wells in her time. And it's not because any of these people were bad or not. We have to think about the history of what was happening back then with so much famine and war. Probably men were falling like flies. So it wasn't necessarily that this woman was a promiscuous woman at all. Or anything like that. This woman had a lot of relationships, but was still feeling kind of dry. Have you ever felt dry in your lifetime? She seemed to have visited those dry wells for some time. But then again, where do you go for looking for happiness? Where do you go satisfying your needs? Where do you go to find meaning to your life, significance to your life? Where do you go for joy? Where do you go for fulfillment? What dry wells have you been digging into lately? And I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about the things we try to do to satisfy the thing that only, and the place, the only place that God can be the one who satisfies. We might look at this woman with her five failed marriages and we think she's looking in all the wrong places. And maybe we're right, but sometimes so are we, looking in all the wrong places. And so am I, sometimes looking in the wrong places. And in all this, the living water, the fountain of living water, is presented to us in the passage read this morning as thirsty and tired himself. The fountain, the source, is presented to us as being thirsty. So once again, we see that we have in Jesus a representation of a God. Of God that knows what we go through. It's not just somebody who doesn't know what hurt is. He went through hurt. It's not about a God who can't identify with us in the most basic things. He was even thirsty. He knows what it's like. I believe the Father had him go through this so he can more readily be able to relate to us. And he asked this woman, "Will you give me a drink? Will you give me a drink?" And what he does here is something that he does with us all the time and we don't understand. He's looking for a relationship. He's looking for conversation. He's looking to catch our attention. Did you know that God is always trying to catch our attention? Denise, hey, I want to talk to you. Jerry, I want to talk to you. And he finds a way to grab our attention. He finds a way to try to let us know that he's trying to tell us something. Somebody say amen. This woman was shocked. Having Jesus, who was a Jew, first of all, talk to her. Just talk to her. Being close to her. Jews were not supposed to have anything to do with Samaritan. By the way, the history says that they were looked upon, the Samaritans, as half-breed to the Jews. Wrong religion, okay? A woman, he wasn't supposed to be talking to a woman, but he was there, he spoke to her, and he asked her for something. If this woman only knew, if she only knew who was offering her this conversation, this kind of relationship, she would stop looking right there and then for that water, for that thirst that she was always looking to satisfy. She would have found it right there. She didn't get it right away, though. Are you following me here? I need you to follow me. If she really knew who Jesus was, she would know that she would be satisfied right there and then. But he asked for water, and she just notices he doesn't even have something to get the water with. Sir, you have nothing to draw with at this deep well. Where are you gonna get this water from? You're telling me that you're gonna give. Where can you get this living water? And if you can, I want some of that. Somebody say amen. Jesus offers this woman a relationship of such satisfaction and security that it would surpass anything that she had ever seen before. This woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water. This is what we should be yearning for. The living water, the fountain of living water is telling us that he has what you need. We should be saying, give it to me. Now, if you have it, give it to me." You see, Jesus quenches our thirst. not just our physical thirst, but he quenches our thirst, the thirst that we have in our soul. Do you see how giving God is? He always wants to give. He wants to give more than what you realize he wants to give. He wants to bless you, and sometimes we just stop asking for things. And I'm not just saying that God only wants you to, oh, give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this, and that's our prayer. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that God wants to bless us. He really wants to bless us. He wants to provide. He wants to satisfy our soul. Somebody say amen. Are you with me this morning? Amen. And God wants to be that person, that source of water for our lives. The place that we can see the most how giving our God is in the gospel when Jesus... By the way, two times we see where God actually, through Jesus Christ, says he is thirsty. Right there. Where was the other one? On the cross. On the cross. And on the cross, he says, I am thirsty. He cries it out, which is incredible. The fountain of water saying, I am thirsty. Psalm 22 speaks about him being parched. And he was so thirsty that his tongue was sticking to the roof of his mouth. Have you ever felt that kind of thirst? Just imagine how thirsty Jesus was. Jesus, the fountain of living water, was in the cross and goes to the cross parched. The Bible says that Jesus did this because he wanted to take our place. He wanted to take our place. Jesus steps into our guilty shoes. He took our place and takes what was coming to us. We still continue to visit dry wells, my friends. All of us. Me too. And because of that, we will still get thirsty. We often reject his living waters, and we could die of dehydration, spiritual dehydration. But instead of being mad at us, God, the Lord Jesus, takes our place. He goes thirsty to the cross. And he dies in the cross, and what happens and is recorded in the gospel reading is amazing. Because you have to remember what happened. At the cross, the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus with a spear, and all of a sudden, the fountain of water started going again. Blood and water flowing from Jesus. And he was the one saying that he was thirsty. He is the fountain, and the cross guarantees it. And so it's time to go to the source, my friends. This is what it all comes down to. Time to come to God, my friends. It's time to confess our broken lives. It's time to confess that we've been looking just about everywhere but the right place, the fountain, God. It's time to just receive the living water. Somebody say amen. Where are you at this moment? What are you looking for? Do you feel spiritually dry, my friends? We all have thirst. We all need to return and receive the refreshment that Jesus gives us. If I take this water, especially after I've done PT or just Trahua training. Where's Michael? There you go. I may just make you thirsty. Have you ever noticed that when you're really thirsty, you can almost feel the go down and, oh, it feels so great. It's refreshment. That's what God wants to be for us, and we have to let that happen. So what's going on? Go ahead and tell your neighbor, what's going on? Go ahead. What's going on? Where are you quenching your thirst when Jesus is the only one who can satisfy your soul? Surrender. Surrender to Jesus. Give it up. Your life. Give it up to Jesus. It could be a very noble thing that you have to give up. But it can't be that you give up this opportunity to have refreshment through the life, through the water, the living water that Jesus is offering you. God flows with waters of renewal this morning. Whatever you have been going through, I don't know what it is. Whatever the future holds, I don't know what it is. Whatever might scare you at this moment, whatever you don't have a grasp upon, let me just tell you that whatever you're going through, God wants to refresh in your life with water that will never finish. You will never be thirsty again, because God, the provider of it all, will be with you no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter what. He wants to pour upon you today. He wants to rain upon your life today with His Spirit. Wherever you are right now, whatever your struggle, Jesus says to you, and I remind you, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. What did it say?
Never
thirst. The water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. My friends, it's pretty simple. When I'm thirsty for physical water, I go in my refrigerator, and I get some. Or I get one of those thirst drinks, and I take care of it for the moment. But I do understand that when I need to follow through, continue living and being a Christian, I need Jesus. I need to go to the source. May God bless you and keep you. And if you're still looking to quench your thirst, the thirst quencher is right there all the time, Jesus Christ, giving you more than just physical water, giving you life. May God bless you.